21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, let's call notes it. 88. I think the female's giving call notes. 89. 90. 91. 96. Ninety-eight, 99, 100. Hundred and one. 102. 103. 104. 105. 107. 108. 109. 110. 111. 112. 113. 114. 115. 116. 117. 118. 119. 120. 121. 122. 126. 127. 128. 129. 130. 131.132, 133, 134, 135, 136. 137, 138, 139, 140. 141, 142, 143, 144, 145, 146. 147. Well, I guess not gonna sing. It's like pulling teeth trying to get this bird to sing, so I give up. There are two birds, mated pair, and I don't know whether I was recording the call notes of the male or the female, probably both. They seem to like keep coming back to this cavity. It's about 10 plus feet up in a oak. And I've seen them come both, you know, either one or both come to within a foot or so of the cavity, one carrying an insect, looked like a small moth or something in its bill, but I never did see them go in, and I think it might be because they knew I was watching them, but they were definitely interested in it. I've seen one bird taking, besides having the moth in its bill, it also had larvae, green larvae of a of some insect, and then interestingly, I'm watching right now, and there's a titmouse. I don't know if it's the male or the female, that's foraging from a low oak branch, about 1 to 2 feet off the ground, and it's feeding on the wild oats, and it'll pull the stem of the oat toward it, or jump up in the air and pull it down, and then hold the stem, the stalk, with its feet while it feeds on these seeds. Pretty interesting. I didn't think they would have fed on that. Anyway, the cue notes for this set of vocalizations is all mixed up because there were a lot of call notes I didn't record, and most of the recordings weren't very good, but that's life, eh? Singing again. One forty-eight. 149.